call this meeting to order from revised meeting from March 3rd on the day of the March 16th meeting. At this time, I'd like to IDA to be in their meeting. All right. Meeting's been convened. Mr. Administrator, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I asked for both the Board of Supervisors and the IDA to recess until today so we can consider options on our 2026 spring financing. As I discussed with the IDA at their meeting last week, the Board of Supervisors is considering refinancing approximately $3 million of old debt and borrowing $4 million of new debt. And doing so, we can spread out the payments on the old debt at a lower interest rate, and then that will help us absorb some of the payment on the new debt. We had two proposals. We had one from the Virginia Resource Authority, which I, in a slang way, refer to as the state's bank. The state will borrow a large block of money, they break it down, loan it to their localities in smaller pieces. The other proposal we have is from the successful bidder from private banks. They have bid 4.12% over the same term as VRA would do. 3.36 was their initial projected rate, and that's why we're here tonight, is VRA doesn't know the rate they can give us until they issue their debt. So that fluctuates. And what you're going to see in our presentation from Davenport in just a second is that their rate is trending higher. So it was 3.36 on the deadline for the private banks. Now it's at 3.5. We won't know exactly what that is to the late part of April. So on the trend, it may be very close to, if not surpass, the private bank. Private bank's bid expires at the end of this month. So we may have to take a bird in hand rather than two in the bush with the VRA. But Davenport gave us a recommendation last week. I have Kyle Louts with Davenport. You may be familiar, David Rose with Davenport came to our meeting earlier this month. And Mr. Louts has been our financial advisor for at least 8 or 9 years now that I'm aware of. And he's been gracious enough to give us some of his time this afternoon and explain to you what their recommendation is on which course we should take. And then once we make a decision on that, I have a lot of documents that we can walk you through. And fortunate thing is it only takes one vote, but I will try to explain it to you, okay? So we've got Mr. Louts on the line, and Kyle, if you can hear us, can you go ahead and explain to the board what your recommendation is at Davenport?
Yes, thank you, Eric, and hopefully for the Board of Supervisors and the IDA. Can everybody hear me?
Yes,
sir.
They're all nodding yes, now. We're good. Eric, I think it's a little bit further away from the mic, but for the board, it seems like you're kind of very close to the mic, so hopefully everybody can hear me that way. But in terms of the summary Eric gave, we concur with all of that insofar as public market rates, which is that VRA option, they've been volatile. There's no way to know that with certainty. It's a very good program, this VRA program. But the volatility in those markets leads us to say, let's take the bird in hand, which is the private bank, Huntington Bank. There's a competitive bidding process. They're the best bid of that competitive bid. And that locks in a very, very good 4.12% interest rate with excellent prepayment provisions. And so that is our recommendation, is to take that bird in hand, lock it in. Importantly, that rate is fixed for the full 20 years of the loan, and you would have very good prepayment flexibility. The prepayment flexibility of the bank is better than VRA. And so you'd have an ability within basically 2 years to refinance, pay off, restructure, whatever you need. And so you've got a lot of flexibility that way. So that is our recommendation. If everybody can hear me, I think Hunt and Williams had prepared some resolutions that you could adopt this evening.
The structure as we have it with Huntington Bank would decrease the board's actual total debt service payment by about $240,000 a year. So we're borrowing $4 million in new money and our payment's dropping by $240,000 a year. So that's significant. Now, somewhere out there 6 years from now, if I'm here, I won't be happy with me because that's one more year's payment that I wouldn't have otherwise. But it sure does help the cash flow right now, and it helps us build this leachate tank that's going to save us a ton of money because we're spending between $200,000 and $300,000 a year transporting leachate. So if the recommendation from Davenport is that we go with Huntington Bank, which is the private bidder, I discussed this with them last week, talked to Ms. Matney about it, and we feel that's probably the best course to go. I think hopefully rates will be lower a year or two from now, and if they do go lower after 5 years, we can refinance, whereas if we went VRA, you're locked in for 10 years. So this gives us a little flexibility. The rate is a little bit higher now, but by the time we actually got to closing, it may not be. The difference is that the private bank is tied down to their bid that they submitted. So I think we would need, actually we're going to need a couple of votes, but I think the first vote would be from the Board of Supervisors to accept the Huntington Bank bid for the 4.12%.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
Second, any other further discussion? If none so, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes.
And we would need a IDA vote to do the same, to accept the Huntington Bank bid at 4.12%.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, I think we're good. We're going to approve these resolutions that Chris Culp gave us, and we're going to walk through that. But I think we really appreciate you working with us on this, and we'll see it through to the close. But this, you all have been very helpful and instrumental to us saving a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in our budget.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you all in terms of both the board and the IDA, and certainly Eric with your leadership and stewardship. So, yeah, Eric, we appreciate it. Let us know of any questions, but we appreciate Tad as well.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You're welcome, Eric.
Okay, I'm going to explain to you. I think I've sent some emails, and I went over this with the IDA. Generally, how this borrowing works for the Board of Supervisors, we can't really borrow and be obligated to pay it without a public referendum. So what is often done is something called a lease back process. And what that is we typically lease our property to the IDA. Then they lease it back to us. Our rent is equal to the debt payment. And if we don't pay the debt payment, then the IDA has to assign the lease to the bondholders. So that basically gives the bondholders the ability to kick us out of our buildings. And that's the pound of flesh that they have to hold us to our feet to the fire and make us pay the debt. So what we have for this evening are resolutions prepared by our bond counsel to approve, one, issuing the debt and going with Huntington Bank, two, to commit the collateral that we lease to the IDA and then lease back from the IDA, and then the IDA has to vote to lease it back to us and assign the lease. So we have two resolutions, one for the Board of Supervisors, one for the IDA. The resolution for the Board of Supervisors has as an exhibit what the bond will look like when it's finally issued and the financing agreements that go with the bond. The IDA resolution will have that same exhibit. I can give you copies of the resolutions. You can look at the exhibits if you want to. They're here. But are those the IDA copies or BOS copies? If you want to give the IDA their copies, it'd be great. There's right there, and this is for Ashley for the minutes. One thing I did want to discuss, though, that's a little bit different than the other day, is one of the pieces of collateral that we had offered them was the Raven Elementary School. And they were going to give us a $1.7 million value on that collateral. They asked last Thursday if that collateral had flood insurance, which we do not have flood insurance on that property. and they asked if we'd be willing to purchase and maintain flood insurance on that property if we used it as collateral. After polling the board and discussing it internally with Davenport, we felt like that the Bluefield branch, the Tazewell County Public Library, was good collateral. It assesses for $980,000. I wouldn't take that for that building up there, but I would take a $250,000 for that Raven Elementary all day long. But in any event, the bank agreed to accept that building in lieu of the Raven Elementary. So in these papers, we're committing the Bluefield branch of the library as collateral, the Tazewell branch of the library as collateral, both of our EMS stations, the one in Bluefield on Kersey Road and the other one at 945 at Bosvane, as well as the B&W Auto building that we just bought for the new fire station. So those are the pieces of collateral that we're putting in for the $7 million in debt. So if we approve these resolutions, then that's what we're doing this evening. So we have copies for the Board of Supervisors if you want to see them. But we would need a... I'll let Aaron hand those out first.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The I think it's paragraph 3 on the IDA resolution that really sort of tells you the story of what we're doing. Do you have one of the Board of Supervisors that I can look at?
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Paragraph 1 on page 2 on the Board of Supervisors resolution pretty much lays out what we're doing here.
It's up to you. You know what it's like.
Do we gotta read the resolution when we get a vote on it?
Not the whole thing, no. I mean, you're welcome to read it.
No, get on this.
That's just a student if you want to say that.
What we would need a motion to approve from the Board of Supervisors. We would need a motion to approve a resolution approving a plan of lease financing with the Industrial Development Authority of Tazewell County, Virginia, approving the form of certain documents preparing in connection therewith and authorizing the execution and delivery of the same.
All right.
For refinancing $3.2 million and $4 million in new financing with Huntington Bank.
All right.
As presented.
All right.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Would the motion include making this resolution part of the minutes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Well, let's go to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Motion passes.
I don't know if you want to say anything, Brad. I think we're good. We'll have a bunch of paper to sign. We'll have to have the chairman of both boards to sign some things here before you leave. But
hey, Eric, when we go into executive, is this the same contract negotiation with Republic regarding landfill?
Yes, sir.
So it's still the same H-29?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have one item I'd like to discuss with the Board of Supervisors executive session on landfill. The IDA is welcome to do whatever you all want to do, have some cookies or whatever, but we got a little more business to take care of.
You want me to go ahead and get the motion? Go ahead and read everything, put us in there, or just wait till we sign?
We can go ahead and sign this, and they can.
Okay.
We can take a 5-minute recess while you sign.
Okay. We'll take a 5-minute recess, everybody.
Actually, if we could reconvene, Mr. Chairman, I had about three little administrative items I wanted to talk about.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, so how do I do that? Do I say anything?
Just call the meeting back to order.
I'm going to call this meeting back to order.
Ms. Plaster. We had a couple things I was going to see if we could take care of.
She's running away from us.
We are in just a second.
She ran away from us. She don't like us anymore.
So is Kurt not going to make it?
Kyle had to leave. I think he has work, but he had to do something.
I was about to say, for purposes of the record, Mr. Crewe has now had to leave, but we still have a
We have a quorum.
Okay.
One item that I wanted to talk about is I met with the electoral board last week. It's been an interesting spring for them, and I'm just very glad that Aaron started his job when he did, because I didn't have to deal with a lot of that. But in any event, the state is requiring that we have a security camera over the drop-off ballot box at the registrar's office that keeps 90 days worth of data. I think we have one there with an SD card now that doesn't do that. They got some quotes for cameras. The camera quote they had was $7,500. So I was going to ask for $7,500 from contingency to pay for that camera. That includes the install.
All right, do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
You have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion, second, further discussion. I just want to know why they waited now. Is this the Democrat legislation wanting to do this?
Actually, there's a whole, it's been a 3-year program for us improving our security, and we have done everything in the world we can to keep the cost down on that. But for example, we now have to, throughout our system, because it's linked to their system on the server, we have to change all of our passwords from 12 to 14 characters, and we have to change our password every 30 days instead of every 90 days. I mean, there's a whole list of things that we've had to do security-wise and firewalls and things like that. Fortunately, we've dodged getting an independent server, which would have been $80,000. We've avoided that, but this camera is not really avoidable.
And it's got to be, I guess, the camera's got to be their system or something.
Yes, okay. And
that's what I figured.
All right, there's a motion, second. I guess we already had discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against, the motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secondly, I've been working with the sheriff, and they want to relocate the drug task force. And we would take over the facility where it's currently located, and that would help us greatly. Where he would like to relocate to is the cafeteria of the former junior high school up here beside the sheriff's office. Appalachian Agency for Senior Citizens used that for many years for Meals on Wheels program. They vacated that about 2 years ago. We built some storage units internally there last year for our files. But after meeting with the sheriff, there's a portion of that building that I think will be very useful for him in that capacity. Dave White met with us. We went over the estimate. We looked at it. They feel like for about $35,000, we can redo the electrical, redo the lighting, put in split unit heaters, and that's AC as well, and redo the electrical. For that amount, we think we can make that a very usable space for the sheriff. He's going to get about 6 small offices, a conference room, and a drug evidence room there. So I'm asking for $35,000 out of contingency to go ahead and make those improvements. The facility we're going to get, which is not a publicly disclosed location, but I've discussed with you all individually about it, will be very helpful for us for fire and EMS.
All right. I guess we need to make a motion on that. I can make that motion.
I'll second.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against, motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And
Mr. Young, if I may point out, we do have one abstention, but only 2 voted in favor.
If we have we're the majority of 3, is that how that?
It's a majority of members present.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other item I was going to discuss, Mr. Chairman, is EO, which is a subsidiary of United Way, is proposing a $5 million daycare facility in Bluefield, Virginia. We've been working with our federal grant agency, our lobbyists up there. They feel like we can get about a $3.1 million grant that will pay for the construction of the building. However, they said that if we put some skin in the game ourselves, it would increase the odds of that greatly. I'm going up there tomorrow, and I will meet Wednesday with representatives of Congressman Griffith's office, Senator Kane's office, Senator Warner's office. Griffith's office is very excited about this. Kane's office is too. We feel very optimistic that we could get it. However, they have to meet next week with their respective House and Senate committees, and that's when there's a lot of wheeling and dealing and swapping and trading and who gets what on these congressionally directed spending grants. And our advisors tell us it always helps if we have a little something that we're putting in the table and we're not asking for them to fund 100%. What I was going to recommend is that we offer to fund 10%, which would make it a 90-10 grant. So ask them for 3.1 and say that we would contribute 310,000. Daycare is a huge need in this county. We don't talk about it a whole lot. We haven't talked about it a whole lot in the last year or so, but it is a need in the county. EO looked at the Claypool Hill Mall in the western part of the county, but they didn't feel like they had the population that could support that. There are a lot of church-operated daycares and other private daycares in the area that they really didn't feel like there was a market there. Bluefield, however, they felt like there was a larger population that would support them more going forward. This will be a cooperative enterprise with Bluefield College. Bluefield College would supply some labor. Students that are doing clinicals and child behavior and child psychology and some nursing programs for health and other things. So there's a great opportunity there to help staff it as well. So that's the plan. Ms. Robinson, who's out on medical leave, but she's been working on this now for about 2 years for us. And we don't have to have it in this year's budget because we won't know until October if we get this grant, and the construction probably wouldn't start until the fall of 27. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about making it fit in this year's budget, but I would at least like to have something to say that we're putting on the table for this program.
Well, didn't the federal guys on the Senate side say put this in? They were all for it.
We went to them with some other proposals, and they said, no, this is what you need to do right here.
Yeah, that's
so
major.
When they tell us that, we're like, okay, this is what we'll do right
here. Exactly. Okay. So how will we say that? How will that go in the form of a motion?
I think we would need a motion to offer to contribute up to $310,000 to the EO daycare program.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
All right, just a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against, the motion passes.
Thank you very much. That'll increase our chances of getting that. If we did that, that would be a tremendous boost.
Oh, that's huge. Well, I think there's a lot more money to come with that, too, if you do that. I think they'll always
continue. It's a lot of jobs. I mean, I will go to Visita and see if maybe they'll help cover that for us, because there will be employment numbers come from that, and there's a lot of workforce training that goes on there. I mean, they're middle school age kids that come after school, and they get a lot of vocational training in those programs.
How many people does Abden Site provide jobs to?
About 80.
80.
Dang. Now they're not full time. There are a lot of those are part time.
But that's still good.
It's an amazing facility. If you haven't seen it, to go see it. That
we were supposed to go see it. We never had time. But AJ showed me pictures. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really really cool.
They take them from 6 weeks all the way up to eighth grade after school.
Really? Awesome.
And they have a lot of structure. You see kindergarten rooms, you see first grade rooms, very, very much like school.
Yeah.
But that's all I had, and I have one item to discuss regarding the landfill in executive session. It's already on the executive session agenda, and I'll try to make that quick.
All right. All right, we're going to close executive session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711 to follow the items we'll be talked about in executive session. A-29, contract negotiations with Republic regarding landfill construction. I need a motion.
I'll second. Okay.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Time to go to executive.
I think I've got it memorized. Or close. Whereas the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors convened this executive meeting on this date pursuant to the Virginia Freedom of Information Act 2.2-3711, the Code of Virginia, this board hereby certifies that A, only one public business matters lawfully described in the agenda were discussed in executive session, and two, only matters identified on the agenda were discussed in executive session. Mr. Chairman, calls for roll call vote.
Supervisor Plaster?
Aye.
Supervisor Rudy?
Aye.
Supervisor Presley? Aye. I guess the motion passes.
And for the benefit of the record, Mr. Crewe left before executive session.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think we have any action coming out of executive session.
All right. Anybody have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
All right, got a motion. You've got a second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you all very much for coming out.